The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
It's true. Sherry came in here yesterday and she's like, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Which was real nice.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, do you ever think you get this old? I can't remember what you said. There's some.
Do you feel old? I asked you.
Do you feel old?
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, but because when you're a kid, you look at adults, you're like, I can't believe how old they
are. Yeah. Like, just, like, 50 is, you're just flummoxed by it. You can't believe that someone
can't
is
believe
that
somebody
old.
Can be 50.
Yeah.
And now I don't feel that old.
Okay.
Because I, like, when I was a kid, I didn't realize you could be this cool.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, you've defied the odds.
I have. I mean, I didn't. If I knew you could be this old and
this cool,
be this cool,
you would have never worried about it to begin with.
Right. Just hip. Just with it.
Now, see?
Mm-hmm.
This is when you should have stopped right at cool.
Yeah, I probably should have stopped. It is time for Brant's Three Things. Here's
right.
The fanfare.
Yay.
That signals the commencement of the three things, three hopefully helpful things. This is actually from 1877, this advice here.
Okay.
From 1877, it's from an old farmer's almanac, and it's three ways to make your wife happy.
Okay.
I thought, okay, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
1877. You might think it's going to be a joke. It's not. They're actually really solid.
Okay.
Number one, treat your wife as politely and kindly as when you were wooing her.
Ah.
Which stands to reason, and that's not shocking or anything, but the polite thing. Mm-hmm. We talked about this before on the show. Ratchet up the politeness in your house.
Yeah, because you said typically we keep that for outside the house.
Right, we get less polite.
Yeah.
But politeness keeps everything smooth.
It does.
Why not be deferential and as more polite? Just try, like, just try it. Even if you're a kid and you're listening to this, just try it. See how that works out. And all, it makes everything just go better. Here's the second one. It says, share your pleasures and your cares with her and show that you value her society and her advice.
Oh, okay.
Again, you may hear that and be like, duh. Like, of course, but it's not, of course, for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I'll tell you this. It's harder than it should be.
To what?
To share whatever I'm thinking. I don't even know what I'm thinking or feeling sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I have to be like, okay, that's something I can.
Because she wants to know and she wants to
know.
Hear it. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
And which is nice that someone wants to know.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I want to honor that.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like the most obvious thing. I'm telling you, it's hard sometimes to even know what you're thinking or feeling. You have to think about it for a little while. But doing that work, like I can present this to her and she will really appreciate it. And she does. Third one. Do not speak lightly of her cares and fatigues, but sympathize with her troubles, whether small or great.
Oh, that's nice. No one wants to feel like they're being dismissed.
Yeah, or diminished.
Yes.
This is obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do see that not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been guilty of it unwittingly.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned over time, this is just a really good piece of advice. That's why I wanted to share it, because I saw that. I'm like, man, that is so true. Do not be diminishing to somebody else's big deal. Honest question. What if you didn't have to fear the future? What if you didn't have to? I mean, you just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like, think through, like, you did. Oh, good grief.
Future! Right?
Okay. I've got a very serious question for you. And my question is...
Well, you've given us something to think about, Brant Hanson.
So think about that. You think about it. Let's try this again. Okay, let's try this
all
again.
Right.
I was
ready.
Trying to make a great point.
Yes, I know.
Trying and struggled. I got all caught up. I was asking, what difference would it make if you didn't have to fear anything in the future? Mm. Honestly, would you listen to the news differently?
Yes.
If you really weren't afraid for the future,
mm-hmm.
like, well, it wouldn't get me quite so worked up, would it? I wouldn't be as prone to anger because I wouldn't feel threatened.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to fear.
Overly anxious wouldn't be something because you know.
No.
Yeah.
Wouldn't feel anxious. I'd probably laugh more.
Mm-hmm.
You probably would. I think, and you know what's great is the life that Jesus is inviting us into is a life we don't have to fear the future. All right, here we go. This is why
Okay. Our
show is going to take off here pretty soon.
It's
because I'm a shock jock and I shock people with interesting observations.
Sure.
This is not original to me, but I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. You know how, not really that funny, weird.
Okay.
Not funny, funny.
Yeah, just go for it.
Nobody ever says, hey, stranger, to an actual stranger. You ever notice that? They'll say, I don't actually say it to anybody, but you know what I mean?
You say
Hey, stranger. I've had people say that to me.
But it's a person who knows you and hasn't seen you for a while.
Yeah, so, but no one will ever be like, hey, stranger, to somebody who's actual.
Now, just as a point of reference, how would you suggest our audience buzz about this? Because that's the point of a shock jock segment, is to get people buzzing about the show. How do they use this?
Well, they could go up to strangers.
I don't think
stranger,
well,
and then that person's like, what? And you're like, well, I heard it on
this fact has been heard on the Brant Hansen show.
How do I listen then? Here you go. Here's the station. And join us. Yeah. Just want to remind you, if you're listening and you're interested at all, if you've watched the news, the interest rates are ridiculously low. They're lower than they were when they were ridiculously low.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing to take advantage of. Be ashamed not to jump in on that.
Yeah, I read an article saying now is the time to refinance.
Yes. It makes such a big difference in your monthly payments. Incredible.
Yes, it does.
We refinanced our house and our payments went down and we shortened it from 30 to 15 years.
Wow.
So that's how good it is. Like that's, you know how much money that saves you? So anyway, look into it. We personally highly recommend Fellowship Home Loans. I'd be shocked if you don't have an incredible experience with them and walk away going, they're awesome. Fellowship Home Loans, talk to Mike or Brian if you're going to do anything like this. But if you're looking to buy or you own a home and want to refinance, these guys are fantastic. It's 800-804-SAVE. That's their phone number, 800-804-SAVE. That's right. I said good grief on the air a little bit ago.
Yes, you did.
I say it a lot. I can't stop it. And
that's
I've been saying it for a long
time. Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Is there anything that shaped your vocabulary when you were young? Because Charlie Brown keeps coming out for me and probably will never stop. I guess I'm going to go all the way with this.
Yeah, I think Fat Albert was pretty influential for me and my brother. You like a school during Easter.
No class. I remember that too. I remember that too. There's a lot of religious language that gets used. I try not to use much of it on the show without explaining it. I suppose it comes through sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, but it's hard. We're church kids.
We are.
Yeah.
Try to unravel that so it's speaking clearly.
Yeah.
What we want to do. But talking about like how to walk with God. Because that sounds like this thing.
Yes.
Okay, but what does it actually look like? I'm telling you, walking with God, you will wind up walking with God if you pray regularly in a really brutally honest, raw, tenacious way.
That is true.
You just keep going back. You keep being brutally honest. You keep doing this daily.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon you're living life with God.
Yeah.
And you're conversing with him all the way through it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be honest. It's got to be raw. And it can't just be...
Well, to your point, religious stuff.
Yeah. It can't just be religious stuff.
Yeah.
But if you do that, you're tenacious, you're raw, you're brutally honest about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Things you're thankful for, but you're talking to him, right? Okay, now we're going there. Some things are a feature, some things are a bug. We were talking about this yesterday a little bit. Like Sherry's laugh is awesome. At first, some people think it's a bug.
Yeah, and are bugged.
And are bugged.
And I know that.
And then it becomes a feature.
Sure.
Here's another bug feature thing about our show, just in case you're new. We don't talk about the big controversy of the day, whatever it is.
That's true.
We don't do it. It's not a bug.
Mm-hmm.
What are they talking about? Don't they understand we're arguing out here about? Like, no, I know you are. I got it.
Yeah.
I know. The feature is, here's a peaceful place.
Mm-hmm.
Could use one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a kingdom of God, how if you trust in him, you don't need to be anxious about anything. You know how this all turns out?
That's a great feature.
You can laugh about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh really hard. Too loud, honestly.
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's part of our feature. Look at this. We have some breaking animal news. When animal news breaks, I break in with it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this involves zebras again. This is why I wanted to bring this to your attention.
Sure.
We cover animal news here.
Yes.
Another zebra story. More loose zebras. Let them on a two-hour...
I don't remember the first zebra story, but okay.
Okay.
You're speaking as if there are multiple ones and you just can't believe there's another.
This summer, an angry zebra broke free in Middle Tennessee and had to be tased. Then more than a month ago, a group of five zebras busted loose from a farm in suburban Maryland.
Okay.
Now, two more zebras in Illinois have made headlines for making a great escape and leading police on a two-hour chase through traffic.
Okay. I didn't even know we had that many zebras here.
Well...
in this country.
Maybe they're trying to raise awareness. Like, we're here, you guys.
Hello.
Hello. Nobody's talking about us. We're out here. One thing I'm not jaded about right now is the Bible at all. I'm like more interested in it. Mm-hmm. But one rip on it that I remember from years ago, and I think I kind of subscribed to this too, is like, man, it's just so dated.
I've heard people say that.
Yeah. Like all these images. Like what? What donkeys and camels and wineskins and wells and trees and deserts. Like what? Like now I realize it's evidence of how good God is.
How so?
Because he could. Why does he have to talk over everybody's heads? He's not. Mm-hmm. He's using images that people around the world, who are from non, quote unquote, sophisticated cultural backgrounds and education. Like, everybody, why would God only write it for people in the 21st century?
Yeah.
Everybody around the world can understand these things. Mm-hmm. That's really sweet of him.
It is.
To meet us where we are and talk in language that we can actually understand, all of us.
Oh, the Eagles. Okay. Okay, you guys. Are you
doing it in the second? All right. I'll pick up next week. Good job, guys.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Was that Hotel California I heard?
Yeah, we're just putting together some classic hits.
Oh, for what?
Just for busking out on the street. That's what we're doing out here.
Oh, you busk.
Yeah. Working with the guys from Triple Dragons, my gang.
The thing is, when you said, okay, now you guys, I didn't hear anything.
No, there's my friends, too.
No, I know, but I didn't hear them.
Up ahead. I was doing lead. They were doing the harmonies.
Yeah, got it.
Anyway, welcome.
I brought
my boombox.
Yeah,
with this
that
music.
Too.
Yeah.
Wow, you're carrying a lot.
I know,
feeling.
I am carrying a lot. Yeah.
Guitars. Yeah, Triple Dragon jackets, boomboxes.
Tell everybody where we are. So.
Yes, we're on Dilemma Street. As you get your headphones, they're all right. You have too much.
Yes,
too much stuff going on. We're on Dilemma Street, where we tackle your dilemmas. We are not professional counselors. That is. Over about three or four streets over.
Yep.
No music or Triple Dragons over there. But
no, we're just hanging out on the street.
Yeah, we're here.
Doing street stuff.
Of course.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're posed against the railing there. Just kind of leaning.
It's posing.
So cool.
I am not posing.
Yeah, you are. And I'm looking cool in my Triple Dragons satin jacket with the cuffs that have the lines on them. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And then
you only do rings, that when you're busking.
Then you pull them up to your elbows.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, question. It's a very involved question we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. I think she probably wants to change her name. No, she doesn't. I'm going to change it, though.
Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy.
Okay.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
And also want to say, Lucy... She's got parents that are behaving very erratically and unfairly.
Okay.
So she was just giving us her side, mm-hmm. and sounds heartbreaking. So she lives 4 hours away from them.
Mm-hmm.
They act like she moved away to spite them and took the kids from them, and they're not talking to her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, that's not true. I've texted you. I've done this and that.
Yeah.
They're manipulative. She thinks her mom's a narcissist.
Wow.
So on and so forth. Okay. I don't have much to help you. But a recommendation, Dr. Les Carter, I would check out his YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
Les, just, you know, it's Les Carter. It's easy to find on YouTube. He does these short things. He's late 60s. He's got a, I think it's a Texas sort of way of talking, kind of exactly like this, actually. I'm freaking myself out by nailing it, but he does sound like that.
Okay.
And he is very wise, I think, when it comes to dealing with narcissistic relatives.
Okay.
In particular, or if you're working for a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good stuff. I think you'll really appreciate those videos, and you'll just eat them up.
It's Les Carter?
Yeah, Les Carter, about what to expect, how to handle it, how to deal with it. How to deal with it yourself in your own internal struggle, because if you're raised by a narcissist in particular, there's a lot of stuff you're saddled with that you're maybe just now becoming aware of. Mm-hmm. Now that you've got your own kids.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have to unwind a lot of guilt and a lot of stuff that you've been subjected to because mm-hmm. you've never been enough.
Yeah.
And they've depended on you to provide them with whatever. Maybe they like being a martyr, for instance. Maybe mm-hmm. That's been on you.
Yeah.
So.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
Because then who do you depend on?
Right. Yeah. Somebody that you could have as a wise, loving parent.
Right.
But that's not happening.
Yeah.
And that it goes for a lot of people. That's why I've recommended him a few times when people have had stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's over on Real Professional Counseling Boulevard.
Yes. So we'd like to take this time to go ahead and tell you to go on over there.
You go on over there.
We're happy to see you here over at Columbus Street.
Yeah, we totally enjoyed meeting you. Yeah. I'll write you a referral.
And head on 2 blocks to the left.
Les Carter's like, now I got this referral from the Triple Dragons.
That's right, sir.
The Triple Dragons. All right.
Uh-huh.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.